The president is going to be here to meet with our partners, both in the U.S. government leadership and in private sector, those private sector entities that are involved in our partnership in Liberia, and sort of updating them on where we are, especially on the side of the U.S. government, where we are in the progress of our reconstruction, of the reconstruction of Liberia. We're going to be engaging our private sector partners, for example, Lockheed Martin and Chevron, about how to move forward and enhance our partnerships in the private sector development in Liberia, specifically in our attempts to employ our people and to expand their investment and enhance their investment for mutual benefits.
How would you describe the visit? Is it official or private?
It's an official visit where she will be meeting officials of the U.S. government. And as I mentioned, leadership on in Congress, leadership in the executive branch of the government. At the same time, she will be doing some private things. She will be doing her medicals. She is also going to be participating in three separate commencement exercises. Today, she was a commencement speaker at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. She's also going to be a commencement speaker at Yale University and participating in those festivities, and also at Georgetown University here in Washington, D.C.
Is President Sirleaf going to meet with President Obama or not?
There is a very good likelihood that she will meet with President Obama. The issue is a matter of scheduling. And so as soon as we can, I am in close touch. I, as her ambassador, am in close touch with the White House. And we are trying to work it to make sure it happens. But there's a very good likelihood that that will happen.
There are those who say that she has not done much to implement the Truth Commission. Is she ready to address that issue?
Well, absolutely. As you know, the Truth Commission, while it's controversial, I think President Sirleaf has articulated her general overall agreement with it and has begun to put into place plans to implement the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Is she meeting with the Liberian community here?
There are several meetings scheduled for her to meet with members of the Liberian diaspora here. I don't have the schedule in front of me, James, right now, so I don't know for sure which dates and which groups, but there are plans to do that.